pay Real Talk on Forward. It's a tool that walks your client through a structured intake form, assembles a project brief, and gets it signed off before anyone writes a single line of code or designs a single pixel. That's the whole thing. The buyer I keep coming back to is a freelance web designer, maybe 3 to 5 years in, doing $6K to $15K projects. She's good at the work, she's terrible at the paperwork. She's had the conversation where a client says, "I told you I wanted it in blue," and she's sitting there looking at an email thread with no actual color mentioned anywhere. She has 17 tabs open in Chrome, 3 of them are contract templates she downloaded and never finished, and she just got off a call where the client asked for one more round on a project that was supposed to ship 2 weeks ago. That's who buys this. The math is straightforward. If she's paying $97 a month and you convert 2% of freelancers hitting the page through SEO and a few well-placed posts, you're looking at a reasonable SaaS ramp. The page cites 2,400 briefs already generated, which means there's real early traction. If even half of those came from paying users, you have proof the concept works. Churn will be the number to watch, because workflow tools either become invisible habits or get cut in the first subscription audit. The one thing that could make Forward stick is the sign-off mechanic. Brief status, client approved, ready to begin, is a real artifact with real legal weight. Most competing tools stop at the pretty document. If Forward is actually capturing a timestamp and a client approval, that's the moat. That's the thing a freelancer can show a lawyer. Here's the ugly part. The category is genuinely crowded. Notion templates, Honeybook, Dubsado, every project management platform with a forms feature. That Reddit post about replacing a 40-page questionnaire with 8 questions, that person probably built it in Typeform for free. You're not fighting nobody here. You're fighting inertia and free. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building. Not would you use this questions, but show me how you currently kick off a project and where it falls apart. If 5 people describe the same painful moment, you build around that moment and nothing else.